Hi, this is Hidi Brin from France to North America and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to show number 15 of the Q&A podcast. And today's question, today's million-dollar question, I should say, is why do people quit so quickly? First, let's hear from our show sponsor. As more than 3 million people a day go online looking for a business, you may be wondering how to get them to find you and your business and ask you questions about it. You know, I caught this vision 15 years ago and saw the power of the internet as a tool to attract hungry prospects to me. And it worked so well that I've enrolled over 1,700 people in that time. Others started asking me how I did it, so I developed Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass Coaching, and it's now open. Learn how to get your network marketing business online and develop a presence so that you can be found by some of those 3 million people. Visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. So today's question was emailed in by Ricky, and he asks, why do people quit so quickly? Well, that is the million-dollar question of the day. Really and truly it is. All of us have asked that at times, and if you're new getting started, believe me, you'll ask that same thing at times as well. And here are a few reasons why people typically quit. There are others, I'm sure, but these are the ones that that typically I've run into. Number one, they don't know what to do and they're not trained properly. Number two, they're afraid of sounding, looking, or feeling foolish. Number three, they can't get past their own selves and their preconceived ideas of what other people think or will say. Number four, they think they're buying a lottery ticket. And number five, sometimes they just find it easier to sign up than tell you no. And I'm here to tell you, that really has happened to me. So let's go through each one of these and see what we can do to maybe change those odds a little bit. The first one is they don't know what to do or they aren't trained properly. Well, what you can do as a sponsor is make sure you have a system for getting a new person started. Make sure they know how to make their list, use some good success language to call those people and invite them to take a look, and make sure that they have and understand the third-party tools that we use to present the business. That would be, you know, CDs, DVDs, webinars, website presentations, online videos, whatever it is that you use in your company. Help them set up their calendar for success and make sure that they're blocking time in it each day to do those income-producing activities. And then, of course, make sure they understand what those income-producing activities are that create an income for them. It's very easy to procrastinate, and we don't really think we're procrastinating, but we get caught up in the busy work of the business, and that is listening to conference calls and going through training and just getting ready to get ready. I know I've done that, and I know many people who have. So you want to make sure that they understand what's going to create income for them and what is not. So certainly training and conference calls, those kind of things are important, but you know, you have to be balancing that time in your calendar. And then check in with them regularly, you know, throughout their first couple of weeks, making sure that you're there to support them, answer questions, and then gradually you'll want to back off from that and leave that up to them. It's kind of like a tennis match or ping pong. You know, you make a move, they make a move, and so on. And, you know, that really, after that, you know, as long as you've educated them, you've done your job, you've fulfilled your role. And I just want to hear you, you know, in case, I know many of the listeners are from the U.S. as I am, but this is really a global challenge that we all face. And I met and made a new friend, Osita from Nigeria, who's an attorney over there, but also highly interested in network marketing and educating. And here's what he had to say about education in network marketing.
My name is Osita Nzomiwu. I'm coming from Nigeria, Africa, for the International Convention of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals holding in Dallas. Why I came to this convention is because I have been worried about something in network marketing. I'm a lawyer by profession, and I came to know about network marketing about 11 years ago. My wife was in network marketing. I wasn't interested. It was like, to me, it was terrible. But later I took my time to research into what my wife was doing, and I discovered that network marketing is a great business. So I decided to start researching into network marketing. And I found out that something is missing. So many people rush into network marketing and they will rush out. Why is that when this is a great business? Education. Education is lacking in network marketing. So I took that up myself. Right now in Nigeria, I'm running a program in Lagos, training people on network marketing only. I'm not attaching that program to any company. So when I saw this event, I decided to come because I want to meet with the organizers of this event and let's see how we can unite and make this a real profession. I'm a lawyer. Law is a profession. I studied law. So if you want to practice network marketing, you must study it. So that's why I'm here.
Such true words. If you really want to succeed in network marketing, you've got to study it. You've got to present it and go after it just like any other profession. You know, you wouldn't want a surgeon operating on you, you know, after 2 days into deciding they want to become a surgeon. No, they have to educate themselves. They have to put the time in. And it's really very much the same in network marketing. Okay, moving on to the second reason. So often with this, people are afraid of sounding, looking, and feeling foolish. And again, with good training and even role-playing what they're going to say to people, you can really move people past this. It's part of the education process. Make sure they know how to contact and invite and how to overcome the basic objections and really train them that it's okay to say, I don't know the answer to that question because I've never been asked it before. But I know where I can find the answer. Let's call my team sponsor and business coach and get that answered for you right now. When you do this, your new distributor feels empowered. It's okay that they don't know the answer to every question. You should use this yourself even. This way, though, the question gets answered and you model for the prospect that there is plenty of help, plenty of support, and answers available. Now, the third issue is they can't get past their own selves and their preconceived ideas of what other people think or will say about them being involved in a network marketing business. You know, here's the thing. People don't think about you all that much. I recently interviewed Mark Yarnell, and he summed this up so well. So instead of me trying to recapture his words, I want to let you listen to that piece of the interview.
But I think the real sacrifice is you're willing to trade impression management, which is stupid anyway and impossible to generate. You're trading impression management for the right to provide your family with the lifestyle they deserve. Now, let me see what I mean by that. It's really simple to explain. I talk to people all the time whose lives don't work. You know, they're putting in 60-hour weeks at a job they hate with a boss or a group of board of directors that they think are stupid. They're stressed out. Their kids are on drugs. They haven't been in a meaningful vacation in 10 years. They haven't had sex with their wife for 5. You know, and so they're sitting there. Their life doesn't work. And I come into their life, and I start talking to them about how they can turn that around and get off the 40-year plan, which I'll be apt to explain to you if you want to know. But I say, I can get you off the 40-year plan, put you on the 4-year plan. Your life's not working. I can show you how to do it. Well, what is it? And then I tell them a little bit about it. And it's amazing the number of people whose lives are horrible by their own admission, their own description, who will not do what I'm doing because they want to be able to manage the impressions that other people have of them in the community. Heck with their family. You know, heck with the vacations, heck with the fun, the joy, the quality of life that we can all have. No, 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 no. They'd rather stay in a salaried position they hate as long as all their friends think they're a big professional business person or doctor or dentist or whatever. So the big sacrifice people have got to be willing to make is they've got to stop playing childish teenager arrested development games of personality and impression management and start focusing on what will provide their family the best standard of living. Because one thing I've learned, the more money you make, the more stature you've got in the community. But a lot of people don't want to do our industry just because they're so afraid of what people think of them. Oh, my God, this is one of those pyramid deals. Duh. Yeah, it's a pyramid. Everything's a pyramid. Flip over a dollar bill, there's a pyramid on the back of it. Every structure is shaped like a you don't mean Ponzi scheme, do you? Those are illegal. But the people that most people in a professional position, now I don't care what it is, are unwilling to sacrifice pretense for productivity. And so they stay in a meaningless dead-end life because they're so afraid what other people – they want to manage everybody's impression of them. Well, I got news for those people. When people put their head down on their pillow at night, they're only thinking of numeral uno, and it ain't you. You may be the subject at a church function or a cocktail party because they don't have anything better to talk about. Well, did you hear about Yarnell? He's in one of those pyramids. But the truth is they don't really care about you. They get to choose to make any impression, form any impression they want about you. So since you can't really manage people's impressions anyway, it seems like kind of a stupid way to go about life, especially if your life stinks. So my goal is to find people who finally had enough impressing people with all their fancy debt and their Beamers and their Mercedes and, you know, their hot tubs and their airplanes. Their lives don't work. They haven't been to a kid's recital or soccer game in ever. Their spouses are about ready to leave them. Their life stinks, right? And I'm looking for those people who say, okay, I've played by all the rules, and everybody's impressed that I am a dentist, or I'm president of the bank, or I'm a doctor, or I run this little corporation, or I, you know. But I'm tired of that. I don't care what people think of me. I'm going to rise to my full potential, and I'm going to explore every option out there. Those are the people I'm looking for who will sacrifice their absurd obsession on impressing others for the money and time freedom that their family deserves. That makes sense?
Boy, it makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you too. I don't think it can be said any better. All right, the fourth thing, they think that they're buying a lottery ticket, and that's the reason some people quit. Some people just don't see the work in the term network marketing. And you know what? There isn't much you can do about this. Make sure you get them trained properly and that you're there to support them. And beyond that, it's up to them. And then finally, sometimes people find it easier to sign up than to just tell you no. And this has really happened to me and to others. And again, what can you do here? Go find someone who has the hunger, the desire, and the willingness to make it happen. So there you have some of the reasons why people quit so quickly. Just make sure that you aren't one of them, that you're doing all the right steps, and it's going to happen. People are going to come and go in your business. Some will disappoint you. Over time, you'll learn to manage that, and that you'll learn that some people will come back, and they'll build when it's ready and right for them. Some you'll never be able to control. So just get out there and create some good luck in your business, and I'll see you at the top. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at JackieAlmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.